Hello, everyone. Welcome to Real Clear. I'm Brian Marsh, realtor, along with my partner in crime.
Hello, it's Brad.
I didn't give Brad a warning on that, but yes, Brad White is my partner in crime. And today we are extremely excited to have an expert in the field of real estate and really someone who can talk more about how to find a good realtor. His name is Don Tennyson. Don is a very experienced realtor. He's been a realtor. He's been a managing broker. He has done training in the healthcare industry. He's done training in the real estate industry. Brad and I know him through ninja selling, which
he's like the Jedi, the ninja master, right? Like
exactly.
The grand poobah of real estate. So we're so excited to have him.
Exactly right. So we had asked Don, we went through the ninja training about a week or so ago, and it was spectacular. And there are some really good things. And folks, it is not sales training. I want to be real clear on that. And Don, we'll talk about that. But it's really designed to help realtors understand what their clients need and how to focus on that. And so with that, Don, I'm going to welcome you into Real Clear. Thank you so much for joining us. But what's your advice for finding a realtor if someone is buying or selling a home?
Oh, good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. You know, one of the things that we kind of focus on in our training with realtors is, could we look at the business from the standpoint of the buyers and sellers, not look at it from our own lens? And so, well, one of the key things is focus on your clients, not focus on yourselves. And so that's kind of the way we approach real estate. And that's how we teach realtors to be successful, is to do the things that buyers and sellers want, things that they value. And if we can do that, then things have a tendency to work out. So we came up with four or five ideas. When people are looking for a realtor, we think some stuff pretty important and maybe not exactly what you've heard before. So a big picture, in no particular order to start off with, is we think it's a good idea to, when you're interviewing realtors, is to see if you can get an idea of thinking long term. Sometimes what happens is realtors have a tendency to think transactionally. And we think that it's not a transactional business. It's a relationship business. And so our suggestion is, look for a realtor who sends you a message that they're looking for a long-term relationship, not just one transaction. And, you know, sometimes we have to make sure that the people we're working with really do have our best interest in mind. And I think one of the things that happens with salespeople is that consumers they get kind of skeptical, they're cynical, they come to the conclusion that most salespeople are not really, they're not really interested in the best outcome for their clients. They're kind of interested in themselves. And so we as consumers have a tendency to move away from that. We will distance ourselves. The idea here is, does that realtor see themselves as your trusted advisor for real estate? People have trusted advisors, doctors and lawyers and accountants and financial planners. And we think people ought to have a trusted advisor for their real estate, too. And that's the type of person you're looking for. That's number one.
Look, quick question. And you gave a tremendous stat the other day, and actually looking back on my own life pre-real estate career, it sort of applies to me. And that is, how many realtors do most people interview before they decide who they go with?
Can you kind of explain that? Yeah, according to an annual survey done by the National Association of Realtors, they ask sellers, well, how many realtors did you talk to before you picked one? 80% of the respondents in that survey only talked to one realtor. What we're suggesting here is take your time on this and look for someone who's committed and maybe kind of related, to that idea of being a trusted advisor. Is now, do they seem committed to real estate as a career, or is this just some kind of a hobby that they do in between, whatever else they do to make a living? And we really think that in today's world, real estate's complex. The market's challenging for both buyers and sellers. There's multiple offers and there's changing regulations. There's all kind of stuff going on. And so We think the best realtor to work with is not necessarily your next door neighbor, not necessarily your cousin or somebody that you know, but somebody who's committed to it as a career. And that doesn't mean they have to have 15 or 20 years experience. We know lots of realtors in their first year are absolutely committed to the industry. They're knowledgeable. They understand what's going on. So it's not necessarily years in the business. It's the commitment that it's my career choice. We think that's pretty important.
Thank you, Don. Man, what a great dude. I mean, come on. He is the ninja master without a doubt, right, Brian?
He sure is. There's no question about it. I mean, there's so many great things. And by the way, we have other great insight from Don that we're going to share on other podcasts. But,
yeah,
you know, for me, this whole idea of having a team behind you is really important because it's you may be the face of the transaction for the buyer or seller, but boy, oh boy, you need so much assistance when you're doing a transaction in real estate. And somebody like Berkshire Hathaway for us is really good, but I thought that was great advice.
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing I like is, you know, don't go after the hobbyist, right? That's the one thing I liked is, and it makes sense because, you know, let's face it, in Northeast Florida, there's 12,000 realtors, right? So everybody probably knows 8 or 9, but who is the best and who's going to be that person that's going to provide that service, you know, for life? I mean, it goes a long way without a doubt. So,
yeah, it really does. And, you know, I think that for life, that forever agent concept, yep, to me, the important thing about that is if you think of yourself as a forever agent for someone, then if they buy a place or sell a place or not, yep, it's okay because you're viewing it long term. Like, hey, well, you know, next time when time is right for them, we'll do it. But right now, yep, it's not right. So we'll move on. Don't worry about it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And part of the job is, and we've talked about it too, is, you know, we've had realtors that we've never, you know, they've sold the house or we bought a house and we've never heard from them. I mean, all of my realtors, to be honest with you, I don't hear from them. You know, and that's what's going to, you know, make us different because we like people, we like helping people, and it's not just, you know, a one and done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Although I do have a lot of cousins and I really hope they do call me if they need to buy or sell something.
The hobbyist.
Yeah. Dig it. Believe me, I know for the time we're putting into this, we're not hobbyists. We're full time.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, that's
no
for
question.
Sure.
So turning attention to what, you know, at the beginning, we had some really cool music that we started the whole podcast off on. And I really want to make sure that we let people know who that was, because that's good local stuff. And it said that we want to showcase those kind of people. So give us an idea who that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Rambler Kane. And yeah, he is Jacksonville's own, born and raised, right? So great song. We'll be playing it, you know, a little bit in most of the podcast. When you find somebody local and you've got something like that, and the funny thing is, too, he's got a new album coming out on May the 10th as well. So there's this big album party at Bushner's Beer Hall out in the beer garden. So he's got a new album coming. Super excited. Love the song. Without a doubt, it's called On Your Line. And yeah, you can certainly search it for it on Spotify, Apple Music, anything like that. But it's awesome. And we're thrilled to have it on our podcast.
Yeah. And he's just, I mean, that song is just absolutely fantastic. But he's one of many in Jacksonville. And they are, the people that are here now are part of the legacy that is made Jacksonville music what it is and Northeast Florida music what it is for many, many, many years, going all the way back. So yeah, kind of cool. But yeah, we'll keep showcasing that. And thanks for that information. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And just to add to that, Brian, too, you know, I don't know if you know, the Jazz Festival is coming up May 23rd through the 26th. So it's 4 days. And did you realize that Jacksonville's Jazz Fest is the second largest in the United States?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew it had been going on for a long time, but
yeah, it's the second biggest, obviously, from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's super fun. That's coming up as well. So a lot of music here, and we love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll keep trying on the podcast to let people know what's out there, which is great.
Yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about the local market and what's happening in terms of real estate? Yeah. I mean, no secret that interest rates are still high. I think things have kind of slowed down, but you did a great TikTok video the other day kind of indicating that it's hard to say, hey, the Florida market's like this, or even the Northeast Florida market's like that, because neighborhoods are different. And some neighborhoods may be on fire and some neighborhoods may be a little more sluggish. And but you got some good response out of that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So far, I'm up to, I don't know, 80,000 views and a lot of comments. But yeah, it's true. You know, a lot going on in Florida, and it's area specific. So you can't just generalize and just say Florida, right? It's you know, it's a different market here in Northeast Florida. But yeah, it's kind of the perfect storm. We got high interest rates. We got prices that have been a little high. We've got HOAs. We got the short-term rental, the Airbnb stuff that, you know, that's really coming down. So a lot going on with that. Insurance, though, we're seeing some reform. We got 8 new insurance companies approved to write insurance in Florida. Start to see some premiums there. Prices are coming down. That's what I'm seeing.
That's great. And speaking of TikTok, by the way,
yeah,
I think you got a pretty cool story to tell about someone. You know, a lot of people want to move to Florida. We know that.
Yeah.
Tell a story about your new client.
Absolutely. So, awesome client. I had somebody that reached out a few months ago on TikTok, a video that I did on homeowners insurance. And she lives in Philadelphia. And by watching my video, she realized that her homeowners insurance had went up and she didn't know it because it was tied to her payment. And so she jumped in and did some research, you know, like I talked about in the podcast or in the, on the TikTok video. Anyway, lowered her, homeowners insurance, $3,000. She was super thankful about that. And then a couple months after that, hey, I'm looking to move to Florida. We were looking at Tampa, but I've been watching your videos and I really like Northeast Florida. We've never been there. And so last week she flew in from Philly and we spent the day, we looked at homes, put in an offer, and so we got an inspection tomorrow. So super stoked about somebody moving from Philly because of one of my videos, and they can't be happier, you know, to get down here in the sunshine and enjoy Florida.
That's such a cool story, and so nice that you're able to help somebody out and via social media and the way the whole thing started. That's just great.
Yeah,
you're doing a great job. And by the way, if you guys haven't seen Brad's TikTok videos, they're fantastic. So you need to check it out. Brad White on TikTok, right?
Yes, that's it. Rock and Roll Real Estate.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So thanks everybody for joining. A couple things though, Brad and I've got some really good guests lined up. We'll be hearing from people in the mortgage business. We'll be hearing from some people who do some staging and help unclutter your home. We've got inspectors lined up. We got all kinds of people. So there's going to be a lot more of this coming very soon because we want this industry to be clear for everybody, real clear, just like we say. So, I'm looking forward to doing more, but if anybody has, suggestions, our phone numbers are down, there and you can probably see them. Hopefully you can. So feel free to text us, make comments, on the podcast, in the area where to do that. And, but let us know because we want this to be something of value for you.
Exactly. And look, we can't say enough how we thank you for listening. And really for putting up with a couple old dudes talking about real estate. You know, you guys are you're the true rock stars for listening. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely. So until the next time, Brad, I'll give you some notice. I'm Brian, Realtor.
And I'm Brad, Realtor.
We'll see you next time on Real Clear.
Real Clear.